I got ears, Gerald. I hear things.
Hey. Don Rush G. Don Rush G. Don Rush G. Yeah. 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 Bitch. It's Mecca Hope. Yeah. It's Mecca Hope. Church, chapel, Naco cathedral, synagogue, in the presence of some G's. Now bless the demigods in the temple of the G's. Bow down, it's Mecca Ho, Croc G, Rest G, the G, off cold. Any cracker when your stories, yes, we will expose. For you namaste niggas and sack chasing hoes. Friend zone niggas can't climb out that hole. You vet ass bitches entitled and old. Fine, but possum pussy and still get fucked. You left with your money, nigga, and still didn't fuck. You Hebrew with Moorish niggas and scatter the hood. Little G's grip Glock 40s and smoke backwoods. Show up in correct and it won't end good. Bitch, pay this pimpin' fee, bitch, we gon' live good. Chicago mild sauce, ooh, it tastes so good. Perpetrator, immolators, man, y'all wish y'all could. It's Bam Hood, bitch.
We gotta expand the whole operation. Distribution. New York. LA.
It's Mecca Hope.
What the fuck are you talking about, dog?
What we got right here? Oh, there we go. What's up with it, Butch?
Yeah, what's good, bud?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, what's good, bud?
If you the same off code that I remember.
The same off code from fucking that shit, yep.
You definitely be on some coon shit, bro. That's just the fact of the matter.
Like what?
I don't know, man. You just like,
No, wait a minute.
You don't know?
Let me,
what the fuck? This is what I'm talking about.
Let me put the fucking shit in perspective real quick, man, before y'all start jumping the shit. So when I say I don't know,
jumping you.
When I say I don't know, I'm talking about the nuances of how you try to do the coon shit. For instance, like when you just said, how you gonna go by a title of black man, which they gave you, nigga. Every title that we got was given to us. Ain't no title that we currently use that we made up. None of them. So what you talking about? The being black is an ideology. That come along with solidarity of what black people face in America. I know you have. That's what I'm talking about. Coons gotta divert. They gotta deviate.
Oh, so if you do make up something, you're a coon. But if you don't,
nah,
they
put
gave
words
you
in my
every identity that you.
Even the fucking manosphere shit that ain't come from you, nigga. That came from white males. The fuck is y'all niggas talking about?
Why the fuck you talking about the manosphere? I ain't no manosphere nigga.
You did. You mentioned it. I'm talking about it because you said it.
I mentioned it because I said that. That's I don't fuck with them.
My point is, ain't no ideology that you got ain't come from somebody else. Period.
Bam Hood didn't come from white folks. I made that.
You said what?
Bam Hood.
I don't know what the fuck that is, first of all. So
exactly. That's your problem.
And nobody else besides you talking about.
That's something that I was talking about even on there. And if you don't know it, that's a personal issue because I spoke a lot about it while I was on there. Right?
That's a personal ideology that still comes from some other ideology that was derived and amalgamated by you.
Shit, any motherfucking ideology is motherfucking something that's a motherfucking amalgamation.
Yeah, I'm agreeing
with that. What the fuck is wholly brand new?
So this idea of black people being coons because they kill each other—that's ridiculous. First of all, that's just ridiculous. That's just black on black. That's just black on black crime. Ain't no black on black crime. It's just crime. Niggas commit crime. White people commit crime against each other. They don't call it white on white crime. It's just fucking crime.
Off of his definition, because we asked him. I'm gonna ask you after I say what I got to say. Off of his definition, that does fit the description of a coon. I'm only going off of his definition. So how, what is your definition of a coon?
A coon is anybody who kowtows for white people to get benefit from another race that they feel, that they deem beneficial to themselves. So, like, for instance,
so where did you see bro on Periscope kowtow with some white people?
On Periscope, I ain't call it, well, he a coon just because of how he talked to niggas. That's why I call him a coon. Mm.
How he talks to niggas.
Just how he talk to niggas. Mm. And he
not because of the definition, what you said, how you defined it, not off of that definition, but just because how he talked to niggas.
Yeah. Yeah.
You sound very intelligent, brother. Very intelligent.
And articulate, by the way. You're very articulate. Mm-hmm. Right. That made a whole bunch of sense. And every black person should hear what you had to say. And they should come to the same conclusion as you.
Well, that's the thing. That now you talking about clout again. I don't look for clout. I am the clout.
I didn't say clout. I said understanding. I don't use that word. That's young people shit. I said that I'm not about to use that motherfucking term specifically.
Right, you didn't say that.
That's young people shit. I know I said.
You said content. Right? My apologies.
That's content. That's content.
I don't need content. I got my own content. If you look at my shit, I don't do nothing with y'all do.
That's cool. That's probably why you up here now, right? To say whatever the fuck you saying to me.
Because you told me to come up. You said,
I'll be in the car. Come up and shit. You ain't have to. I didn't because I want to.
Right, you right.
That's cool. But you haven't even exhibited. Why in the fuck would you say, yeah, if that's off code for motherfucking such and such?
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Do you remember our last encounter?
Hell, I don't even remember you. You're not. That's probably because you're not rememberable.
Okay. That's cool too. I ain't got no problem with that though. I remember you because
you remember me though. You remember me though.
But you know why? Because you was attacking black women on the last time we met. That's why I called you a coon.
How was I attacking black women?
You don't like when a woman expressed authority at all. You don't like that shit. You got a problem with, especially black women.
Prove it.
How can I prove it? How you want me to go back in time? I wish I did have that recording, but I don't.
Yes, go back in time. You could even just say it because you can't go back to it because they done white people done got rid of that shit, right? Same shit that you use because that's probably why you a coon too, right? Because you done use shit to be able to communicate with people and shit that white people control that they done got rid of that you ain't had no control over, right? Like, they got rid of your shit. Like, nigga, fuck all your shit, right? So, you a coon, too. But I want you to tell us how. What did I say that said I had an issue with black females in control?
Because you said it. That's why I asked you, do you remember that encounter? Because you said it out loud. I think she still got that recorded, matter of fact. I'm going to ask her, and then we can set up a letter date, and we can, matter of fact, how long? Give me 1 second here.
Go ahead. See if her ass is available. Yes.
Mm-hmm. As you said it, my G, she recorded it.
No running over here, nigga. Yes. And she could come, too, because I'm pretty sure she got something to say about it, too.
Do you remember Domo? Do you remember Domo NBA? Okay.
Domo, yes, I remember Domo NBA.
Yeah, that's the one. Bro, you gotta remember that shit. Then if you remember Domo,
She said she's a feminist. So what you call her coattailing or cattailing or whatever you call it with white people?
She not no feminist. She not no feminist.
What is she? She a strong black woman, right?
I would definitely call her a strong black woman. Absolutely.
What is a strong black woman to you? What does a strong black woman do?
A strong black woman can hold her stance whether she's in the presence of men or women.
That's all a strong black woman is?
No, that ain't all. That's just a general idea of what a strong black woman is to me. Of course, it's multifaceted. Just like being a strong black man, it means you got to deal with a whole bunch of shit. Not from both sides, from men and women, right?
strong black woman, strong black man, it's the same thing, right?
Let me see something. Right? Give me a sip. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's the same thing. It's similar.
I don't, when do black males even say that? I'm a strong black man. Nobody even say that shit in my side group as far as males, man.
Well, all right, so look, this is another thing, man. We know that I ain't gonna say that all power that we get is derived from white men, but a lot of that shit we get, how we want to have a domineering presence over women, that come from crackers. That don't come from us.
A domineering presence over black women?
Yeah.
You know what? That's interesting to me, because the last time I checked, and the last time I've been talking, even back when we were on there, I've always said that black women, black females run this shit. Black males don't run this shit. So you agree. So you feel that black males run this shit, our group, right?
I wouldn't say that.
Do black females run this shit? No. Wait a minute. Before we move on.
No, they do not.
Do black females run this group? Or black males run this group?
No, I don't think black people run this group, if you want to be frank about it.
Oh, white people run this group.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got scorpions. Hey, hold on real quick. Do we want to keep this as up, us as black males, right? Because, you know, I know he said that we be beating up on black females and shit or whatnot. Or he said you or whatnot. It's the one in my DM. She want to come up here. But we could keep her ass out of there until we finish the conversation with him. Yeah, or, she can wait. Hey, baby. Hey, lady. We got you in a minute, baby. You're gonna be able to come up here and talk to some G's in a minute. We just getting a little straightening out, ironing out a few wrinkles and shit right now. You good?
Yeah. So
I ain't gonna
all of the research that came from scholars, black scholars, right? Not white scholars, black scholars. You're saying fuck what they talking about. They don't know what the fuck they talking about. These motherfuckers who are dead and gone and who are respected by white motherfuckers and black motherfuckers who were either pro-black or whatever ideology that they had, right? Fuck them. They don't know what the fuck they talking about. You know what the fuck you talking about. White people run this shit, right? White people run our group.
Did I say that?
No, I'm asking you.
That's the framework you want me to adhere to. I didn't say any of that.
That's the only frame that I could even come up with, because you said, only thing you said was, I don't think any of us run this, you know? Not black males or black females. White people run this.
Absolutely. Anytime you can fragment a group as big as us, in 48 million, that's how many black people supposedly we are in America. Anytime you can fragment a group that large, we don't have any control. Anytime you got a group that big segmented and fragmented to the degree that we are, no, we're not in control. That's just the reality of it.
Okay, because they fragmented us, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
They didn't give us options. They fragmented us. They made it happen.
They gave us their options. That's how you got fragmented.
What other options did we have?
There are other people within their own group
who they gave options to, right? White people, right? Just like, let's take the people, the farmers, right? For hundreds of years, you know what I'm saying? They gave them motherfuckers options and shit. Did those fucking white women leave their fucking husbands and shit?
Can you rephrase it for me? You sounded like you said you don't know where I'm going.
I'm not
intelligent enough, bro. Just please rephrase it for me, for my slow, my, you know,
okay. Brain. What I'm saying is that you said that they fragmented us, right? And they gave us the only options that they gave us, right? But that also means that they gave us options, right? Because they gave us options, right?
Nah, I don't agree with that.
That's what you said. You said they fragmented us, and that they gave us the only options.
Oh, okay, yeah, I got what you said. The options were their options that they gave us. So that's the fragment.
Right. That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
That's the options that they gave us. The options that they would provide to us, right?
Right.
And what did that have to do with motherfuckers to share your reflection? What was the motherfuckers to share your reflection before you were even born? What were the options that they gave motherfuckers to share your reflection as black men?
There were limited options. That's why the solidarity came into place, because they didn't have no option but to stick together. That's what I'm saying.
So before they came in, all our group really had was to stick together, yes?
Yes.
Before white people came in, that's the only options we had, right?
Before white, give me this time frame you talking about when white
before
people
white
came
men
in
the time America, frame. You said that you weren't intelligent, so fuck the time frame. I'm just asking you from what you think,
right? Context matters, sir. You got to put it in the context.
If context matters, why did you tell me that you're ignorant?
Because what I was saying was
in context of our culture, right? Time frames, right? That's what I was talking about, time frames, right? But you shut that whole conversation down when you said, yeah, I'm not that smart, you know. Just tell me what.
No, I didn't shut that down. I was being facetious because y'all was trying to throw a little shade up here talking about that you sound intelligent and people should listen to what you got to say.
Did you just say throwing shade?
Yeah, I said shade. Yeah,
you know what?
That's a black term.
That's really not a black term. That's a motherfucking homosexual black male term and a black female term that was popularized by black females. It was said by homosexual black males, popularized by black females. So we could we guess who you were more influenced by, right? Because what I just said was a fact.
That's not true, nigga. Shay been around before homosexuals was popularizing the word.
What?
My from granddaddy who? Was saying shade, nigga. What are you talking about? I know he ain't no homosexual.
Oh, your grandfather was saying shade, huh?
Yeah, the nigga over there being shady.
You talked about context, right? See how I see that you are. You don't even give a fuck about what you're saying, right? Because you just changed you just switched the whole context from a motherfucker saying throwing shade to a motherfucker being shady. That's like a motherfucker going on the plane.
Thing.
And saying,
wait a minute. Talking about?
That's like a motherfucker going on the plane saying, going to the bathroom, like, I'm about to blow this motherfucker up, right? And then a motherfucker going to the bathroom or coming from the bathroom and saying, I'm about to blow this motherfucking plane up. Are they both the same context? No, that's what you just did.
That's not what I just did, because both of them mean the same goddamn thing. Being shady.
Both of them mean being shady.
Yeah, when you throwing shade, you trying to talk with double speak. You try to be shady. Trying to diss a nigga on the sly. Do that make more sense if I say it like that?
You know what? I will even give you that. Right? I'm going to give you that, right? But I know that's some bullshit, right? Because there's a context to certain errors, right? Because, hell, we say some things, right? And you and my age group, right? That maybe certain people said that was in our parents' age group, that it don't mean the same thing. It's called context, and you know what that means, right?
We gonna sit on this word shady forever. We ain't gonna sit on this word shady.
I'm just using that as an example of how dishonest you can be, right? Because you're using a current term to exemplify or explain some a phenomenon or a certain terminology that's said in different generations.
You gotta stop that shit. When I said throw and shade, you tried to go and say that's a homosexual word. Homosexual didn't come up with that shit.
Yeah. Black people been saying that shit forever. And they said it like that back then, too. They said you throwing shade.
No, they didn't say
you being shady.
Yeah. It's the same thing. The context is the same. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Let's move on. Let's move on then, right? Let's talk about this coonery. That's why I came up here about all this coonery.
Talk about the coonery. Because you said, Go ahead. Go ahead.
Now I'm gonna ask you. You're not a black man. You said you're just a man. Is that what you said?
No, I said I'm a BAM. It's a phrase that I created for a certain reason. Now I know you don't understand that reason.
Yeah,
right?
What does that mean?
A BAM is an acronym for a black adult male.
Okay.
Right.
So I did that for a reason. So what's the difference between black male and a black adult male?
No, a black adult male and a black man. That's what you're trying to ask me, right?
Oh yeah, okay. What's the difference?
Because most motherfucking black dudes say that they black men, right? How about this? Have you ever heard black females say, "You ain't no real man"? You ever heard that before in your life?
I'm talking about your life.
What do you think that means?
I do agree with you on that though. Nobody get to dictate what a real man is except for that man.
Wait a minute. Are you being misogynistic? What you mean? What a fucking man is. Why not?
I can't tell nobody what a real woman is. I can tell somebody what a real woman means.
That's not even a phrase that really fucking exists. So you can't even use that as a comparison.
Oh, yes, it is. Conversation. Oh, yes, it is.
How many times have you ever heard a motherfucker say, "Oh, that ain't no real woman"? That's not normal shit that you hear.
When talking about the trans community, you hear it all the time.
We not talking about trans motherfuckers.
Man, you think these motherfucking ABC people in our conversation, bruh?
He brought them up.
No, I didn't bring no goddamn trans motherfuckers up. You did.
When I said something about being shady, you said that's from the homosexual community.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did do that. But I'm talking. I thought we moved past. I thought you wanted to move past that. I thought we were on to something else.
But then when you asked me where we hear being a real man or a real woman come from, I said when we talk about the trans community, that's when we hear that term.
I'm talking about your motherfucking life, nigga. You sound like you about 40 something, like about mid 30s.
Yeah, I'm 42.
Early 40s, right? So guess what? If that's your age limit, motherfucker, you know that we didn't hear none of that shit till recently, about 2 years. 2 years.
Nah. You can go way back to hear what a motherfucker try to tell
guess what? That's all right. My point was I agree with you on the point.
I don't know why you want to argue on it. I agree with that. The people shouldn't dictate what a real man is.
Why not? Why shouldn't black women be able to dictate what a real black man is? Why not?
Because you can't. All you can say is what a real black man is to you. You can't dictate what a real black man is flat out to the general public. You can't do that.
To the public. Do they do that, though?
Yeah. It happened.
Is it more prominent than you agreeing with me? Is it more accepted of what these black women say what a real man should do? And do black males who call themselves black men typically follow what the fuck these black women say a real man's supposed to do?
I can't say that.
Or is it more common what you said, what you agree with me, that they shouldn't be able to do it? Which one is more common?
I can't call it. I'm not saying that just to be disagreeable or nothing. I just really can't call it.
Why are you not paying attention? This your culture.
Because I do see a shift in that dynamic. I am starting to see like a shift in people being able to dictate what they are as far as a real man or a real woman. People taking more control over those definitions.
When you bring in homosexuality, right, or transgenderism, etc.
Just for black people. I see more black men starting to take control over what their definition of being a real man, black man, is, or their definition of being a real black woman. I see more people stop trying to live up to somebody else's standards and living up to their own standards. I'm starting to see more of that.
By doing what? What do black males do to live up to being a black man due to their own standards versus black females due to their own standards? What do they do specifically or don't do?
I don't know. That's a wide-ass open question, to be honest.
I mean, it's predicated upon what you just said. I mean, it stems from what you just said. So,
like you
I don't
said,
know how that's
started,
wide open.
Like for instance, okay, I can give you examples. Like, for instance, I see more black men, like just living more into their blackness and, like, okay. How to put it? Because I'm trying to walk on a little eggshells. I don't want to offend people. I don't. I don't like being offensive for no reason. But
okay.
If you see a black man, you know, standing on business, so to speak, like having their own businesses and having their own careers, that's to me taking control over what blackness look like. From there, you can define what blackness look like. When you got your own and you ain't got to vote this way or vote that way because you black, you can do your own thing. You can be your own man. When you got your own shit.
The funny part is, I wish you were a part of the conversation that we had earlier, right, Butch? Because you missed a lot of class, right? Because even when you talk about black business, right, you got to go to the people who create the money, right? That's their money. Like, if you got a dollar in your pocket right now, right?
Yeah.
Just $1, right? Pretty sure you probably got more, but you got $1 in your pocket, right?
Yeah.
You know who that belongs to?
It's my pocket, it's mine. Shit.
Do you know who it belongs to? Who created it? Who it belongs to?
Yeah, white people created it.
Which white people? Shit, what the fuck you talking about? White people. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, why the fuck would niggas listen to you tell them that's white people stuff? Like, but that's the white people sit up the street. If they live up the street, white people, they own my money. Who?
Well, we don't print no fucking money. That's what I mean by white people.
Who prints the money in America for all people? White people, black people, Arab people, whatever. What's their name?
You mean the government? Like the government mint? That's what you asked me. You asked me who prints the money?
Yes. Who prints the money? It's a simple question. It's not a trick question.
Well,
who prints the money?
I'm just trying to get some clarity. I'm just trying to get the full understanding of what you're asking.
But
me.
I already asked it, though. That's a simple question. Who prints the money?
There's a bureau that engraves our money.
What are they called?
Shit, I don't know. I can't remember the name. I think it's the Bureau of
Engraving. Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve.
Oh, damn, boy. This boy. God, shit, boy. The
Federal
fuck?
Reserve. Okay. So my point is that the Federal Reserve, because they print the money, don't you think that they motherfucking account for where their bills are going? Like, they keep a tally of where the fuck the money that they printed? Or do you think that they just print money and they just be like, hey, we gonna make it rain. Whoever get it, get it. Which one you think happens here in America?
Okay, so it is the Department of Bureau and Engraving and Printing. I kind of, okay. So that's who actually prints the money. Like I said, I just looked it up.
Federal Reserve, right? It's a bureau of, it's a department within the Federal Reserve, yes?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Right. So do you think that they just throw money out there when they fucking print it up, slice it up, be like, hey, whoever get it. We don't know where the fuck it's going. Or do you think that they keep a tally of their own bills so they know where the fuck their money is going?
Well, I thought they distributed it out
to track
different
it.
Banks. So they
but they track it, right? They track
yeah,
it, right?
They track it out. Yeah, they do.
Okay, so there's a different bureau who has the information about who the fuck has X amount of these dollars that they printed for tens of years, a long time, right? They know the tally of it, right? So that's how they have things with the Federal Reserve where they could say, hey, here is where motherfuckers have business, how much dollars of ours they have involved in business, correct? That'll make sense, right?
Yeah, let's go with that.
What percentage do you think that black Americans of all motherfuckers, I'm talking about the top motherfuckers, Oprah Winfrey, all these motherfuckers you talk about, down to the motherfucker in the streets who get a dollar. What percentage out of 100% do you think constitutes black business? Because you talking about, yeah, these motherfuckers out here doing, you know, shit, creating businesses and all this kind of stuff, right? What percentage out of 100 do you think constitutes black business here in America due to them following their own money that people use? What percentage out of 100%?
I have no clue. It's probably small, though.
Take a guess.
I'll say maybe 4%.
About 1%.
Damn.
So tell me where all this motherfucking black excellence and black businesses are coming from, other than the statistics that they have, even when you go on blackdemographics.com, because you're familiar with them, right? Because that's black people following black people trends, right? That's not white people. That's the only thing we got to follow motherfucking statistics, right? Blackdemographics.com, right?
It's not the only one, but yeah, we can go with that.
What's the other one then? Because there's not another one, but what's the other one?
You said that's the only place that trends.
No, I know what I said. I want you tell me.
I'm asking.
What's the other one? I know what I said. I want you, because you said that's not the only one. So that's cool. I want you to tell me, what's the other
one? Bro, let me ask you the question. You asking, is that the only black way we track people? Because we got plenty of organizations that track what black people do. The FBI, the CIA, we got a plethora of them that track what black people do.
I'm talking about statistics across the board. Anything that we want to know, right? Because you know, we have a lot of conversations when we talk about black folks. We be like, the white people did that, right? That's the white man who did that shit, right? We only have one organization who does it across the board, who tracks us. And that's blackdemographics.com. Do you know of another one who tracks us in all facets?
No, I don't.
Okay. So, blackdemographics.com even talk about motherfucking the businesses that we do have, even though it's like 1%, right? Even including the rich niggas, right? 1%. Do you know out of 100%? How many fucking black businesses have more than just themselves? Because, you know, anybody can create a business here in America, right? All you got to do is open an LLC, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many, what's the percentage of black motherfuckers who have more than just themselves that are a part of their business?
No,
they got employees.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying, okay.
Employees. Do you think that's important? Do you think that's important to know? Because wouldn't that be a business? A business is, you know, I got some people who are up under me. They on my payroll. You know what I'm saying? That's most of the time when people talk about business. They got people who work for them, right?
That ain't no requirement, but yeah, I would think it would be a...
Most of the time.
Yeah, that'd be a business.
That's what people talking about, right? Out of 100%, what percentage do you think have, out of all of the businesses that we got in this country, just America, what percentage do you think have employees?
I don't know.
See, that shit is important, right? Because it kind of flies into the face of what you say. Well, yeah, you know, these people are, you know, changing the face of what it means to be a black man or a black woman or a black person, right? Talking about business. No, you just got a fucking LLC. That don't take nothing but $150. Some places cheaper than that. That don't mean shit. But see, that's what you said. And you not the only black person to say that shit. You following trends from niggas who younger than you who say this goofy shit. talking about black excellence and all this goofy shit. Like, how could you be older than them and you get your information from what the fuck they think?
I didn't get my information from what they think, so I don't know how you got that. I don't know how you got that that line of thinking.
Well,
I really don't.
What black people who are of 40 and older be out here talking about motherfuckers doing well and all of this kind of shit, and motherfuckers are creating so many motherfucking businesses and shit. How many motherfuckers that you've heard of do that shit?
What I say was being able to control your dollar. You know, having a business is part of that. And you're right, that don't constitute everything black people would face in America or the world, for that matter. But having that dollar and creating a culture of prosperity, that's the only thing I can see that black people can have as a weapon against what we face.
Controlling your dollar.
Controlling your dollar and also group economics. And that's
group economics is an old ass phrase that came before you were even born, and we don't practice that in no statistically relevant amount, right? Okay. You know that, right?
Okay, if you say no statistically,
we don't give a fuck about no group economics, and you know this, right?
Well, I'm doing it. I'm in a lot.
Who cares? You're an exception. We're not talking about you. See, now you sounding like a fucking black woman to say, I ain't like that. I do this. No. That's not a part of our culture. Group economics is a fucking buzzword in our culture.
You gotta do it to make it.
Okay. No, you gotta make motherfuckers do that shit. And the question is, like, motherfuckers like me. There are so many motherfucking black people who don't depend on black people for their life sustaining needs. Why the fuck do you think there's so many black females who say the shit that they say? Say
and
that
that's
motherfuckers
the, that's
like
the
you.
Problem.
Well, guess what? Who the fuck you think they want to fix it, nigga? You or them? Who you think they feel is a part of the problem? Your motherfucking aunties or your sisters or you, nigga? Who do you think that more of the onus is on as far as other groups and within our own group? You, me, your uncle or your motherfucking sister or your daughter or whatever, if you have a daughter. Who you think is the onus is on, nigga?
The onus is always going to be on the individual.
No. Because that'd just smack in the face. See how niggas talk stupid shit? That's what I'm saying. Because It's easy to say when we talking about shit, y'all talk, we having conversations and motherfuckers be like, well, you know, a man is supposed to provide and protect, right? When the fuck did they ever say a woman's job is to provide?
I don't know. I've never heard that. But that is
exactly right. Because it don't exist. So guess what? You know who the problem is? You know who part of the fucking problem? Nigga, you. And you can sit up here and feel like you caping for these motherfuckers and you feel like they strong and black, nigga. But most of them know that, nigga, you a op. You a op. Most of them don't respect you because guess what? Because unlike you and me, right, you and me are not like other fucking males from other groups. Nigga, you ain't got no motherfucking network. I don't give a fuck if you tell me, yeah, I do. I know some people, some dudes who I work with. Nigga, that ain't no motherfucking network, nigga. You not a threat. And your women, even women in your family. Nigga, women in your family don't even depend on you, Butch. They don't depend on you for their life-sustaining needs. They don't depend on you for their motherfucking clothing, tampons, motherfucking schooling, housing. They don't, nigga. Because you ain't got, unlike you, and me, other motherfucking women, they do. Right? But you sit up here and you think that you see a bitch named Domo who's saying some shit, right? And you don't even know, nigga, you the ops, nigga. You the ops.
I'm trying to make
you
sense
the problem,
the
nigga.
Trying to say. I really am
she
trying
can
to make
say whatever she want to say, She can say whatever she want to say. Say, I love black men and all of this kind of stuff. Guess what? But as far as our whole group concerned, nigga, because she's just one black female. Even if you hear certain black females come on there, like, yeah, I love y'all. Y'all kings and all this kind of shit. Nigga, you are a problem, nigga. Butch, you a problem, nigga. You don't even know how to be a fucking man, nigga. You a problem to our whole fucking group of females, nigga. And they say that shit loudly on the fucking internet. But you sit up there and hear a motherfucking random motherfucking couple females to say some shit to make you feel good and think that you could motherfucking... What the fuck you think they gonna do, nigga? They gonna motherfucking team up with you and help you motherfucking build a network of fucking males, nigga? No. They not, nigga.
I'm trying to make sense of what you're saying. You going all over the place, though. You really is. I don't think you know.
You sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going absolutely, all over the place.
Because I'm trying to hear what you're saying. I'm really trying to get what your perspective is. So what you saying, black women don't respect the black man? Is that what I'm hearing? Oh, he's reconnecting.
Duh, motherfucker. Like, why? We don't have nothing for them to respect, bruh.
So black women don't respect you?
Bruh. What housing, like he said, housing, medical, and schooling are brothers linking up together, a network system to build for them? None. They don't fucking respect us, bro. We don't have nothing for them to respect. That's why it's funny as hell when these so-called pro-black conscious niggas talking about submit. Submit to what, motherfucker? They ain't got shit to submit to. We ain't got shit to that they can submit to. We need, hey, guess what? We need a pocket full of white men in our pocket to even get some coochie. Now just be real about that shit. But they ain't got no reason to respect
you need that. You need that. I ain't never need that.
No, not really, though. I'm definitely sexually I definitely got pussy with no money. I'm talking about generally speaking or if that's the case, niggas wouldn't be online flashing their money.
See, that's the simp right there. Which I was talking about earlier, that's the simp.
Why do they do that?
Because that's the easy access to easy pussy.
Okay, so why would they be rewarded pussy for flashing their money? Because they can provide, right?
Nah, because they got money. And they know it.
And what is money? And money.
And if you flash and trying to get pussy, they know that they can just use their pussy to get that money.
And money. Is money a tool?
Yeah, absolutely. The tool, if you will.
The tool. So how many of us make more than $41,000 a year?
Not many in the U.S., white or black.
No, I'm talking about just us and our group. We talking about us.
Not many.
So what the fuck do we got to them to submit? We don't even have a platform for... Look, we on white people platform right now. We ain't even got together and linked up and got this so they can come on here and talk all the shit they want to talk without getting banned by other groups. They ain't got shit to respect us about, bruh.
So you just walking out here feeling no respect. You don't got no respect. Like, you don't feel like you respected by black women.
By the females that I have intrinsic, I do for with the females that I have intrinsic value. Yeah, they fuck with me, but to an extent.
If your respect is only derived from the money that you make, then you ain't got no respect.
You hearing what I'm trying to look? I gotta be a little slower with you, bro. I'm saying like this: if the definition of a man, right? No, I don't give a fuck. Look, I don't have to be. Look, you're not a female, bro. I ain't got a whole beat around the bush. I'm being direct, bro. If being so called a man is what providing, protecting. We can't provide as a group them nothing. We can't protect if 15 white boys want to pull up to Void House right now in uniforms and pull her ass out the crib. She can't call no group of black men to save her. The fuck they gotta respect us for, bruh? We the fucking problem.
Well, does that make sense to you, Bush?
What made sense to me is motherfuckers don't want to use group economics as a tool. That's the only thing I can see. I ain't seen no other system that worked. against a
nigga.
Against
you ain't power, even you ain't even seen group economics work. You just heard motherfuckers say that shit.
Yeah, no. We started out on this motherfucker with group economics.
Which comes first of any group that we heard of? Because a lot of times niggas like to talk about the Jews or Asian people. Which one? What the fuck do you think comes first? Motherfucking culture or group economics? Which one
culture
comes first?
Culture.
And that's all right. Guess what you don't have, nigga? Guess what you don't have and what I don't have and what we don't have, nigga?
It's not that culture, nigga.
So guess what?
We got a culture.
Sit up here and continue to feel like the only problem is, you know, group economics and shit. Nigga, the problem is, nigga, I've been trained by a lot of black females. Nigga, I don't like you and I don't trust you, nigga. And you don't give a fuck about that shit. You probably never even thought about that shit, nigga.
Thought about
me
what?
Being a man ain't got nothing to do with me motherfucking attaching myself to you and your cousin and you touch my cousin, my brother, and all of that kind of shit to have a fucking network, nigga. This is America, nigga. The fuck you talking about? America's about inheritance, nigga. That's what white folks know, nigga. So every fucking thing you talking about is some old shit that I've already heard, nigga. It's outdated. That's the thing.
So you want to put the cart before the horse.
Wait a minute. You want to put the cart before the horse talking about some... Yeah, only thing I know is we don't practice group economics. Nigga, fuck you. What the fuck you mean? My culture is fuck you, nigga. 10 toes down, nigga. Do you think 10 toes down mean 2 people? 10 people together? Nigga, that's dolo. Me by myself, nigga.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. What you got to ask, man? So what's your solution?
Here we go again.
This shit.
You just like every other old nigga that's before you, nigga. You ain't saying nothing. That's why I know you really don't give a fuck about black folks. You're saying some old played out ass shit.
What's the solution? What's the solution?
If I tell you we don't have no motherfucking culture, right? Of motherfucking what's the shit you just said?
Group
economics, right? Yeah. Your dumbass, your response is what the solution, nigga, to not fuck with niggas like you.
Bro, get the fuck out of here,
bro. To leave your ass where the fuck you at and let you motherfucking pander to motherfucking females that you feel like gonna make you feel like a motherfucking man and shit because you said some shit that they want to hear, right? Congratulations, right? And not fuck with a nigga like you because you're a motherfucking op, nigga. A nigga who will sit up there and hear a motherfucker say a huge problem and then say, what did the loose jack? Well, you a dumbass nigga, dog. You a dumbass nigga.
Group economics is a solution.
Dumbass nigga.
So I'm saying that creates a culture. This is what I'm saying. Niggas like you is the problem. Niggas like you.
If you say so.
No, it ain't.
But niggas like you not the problem, right?
This is what I'm saying, bro.
Niggas like you who sit around for fucking generations saying, we need to come together, right? We need to unify, right? Group economics, right? Because this shit didn't start with you, nigga. I know where the fuck you was born, nigga. I know what fucking generation you was born in, nigga. This shit ain't start with you. You think a nigga like you not the problem? Who you fucking repeating some shit because you heard it that failed motherfucking 2 generations before you, nigga? You want to repeat some shit that failed two generations before your black ass existed. Your daddy didn't even nut you out, and your mama didn't have you in her motherfucking coochie. And you want
to
hear some shit and be like, group economics is the best thing. Nigga.
Nah, you ain't hearing me.
I see why. Why would I? So look, nigga, you already done exempt yourself.
We came out of slavery just using group economics.
Oh, Jesus. Now he's going back to slavery.
I'm going back to slavery because that's when it worked the most. That's when we,
You ain't saying nothing new.
That's going to fly with the females. Like, the females ain't even hearing that slavery.
The females
going to
be like, nigga, you a hoe ass nigga. Nigga, you a man, ain't you? They're going to be like, you a man, ain't you, nigga? Manifest, bitch. Because that the root word of manifest is man, nigga.
Right.
Manifest, bitch. Fuck slavery, nigga. At this point in time, nigga, you should be manifesting, nigga, and you should be having a motherfucking network, nigga. What the fuck you gonna say? Butch.
If your network all white, nigga, you don't control that either.
The white man holding us back. The white man holding us back. Most of these black females look at you as a bitch, nigga. You a hoe holding them.
I don't get emotionally excited by that type of shit. This is what I'm saying.
I'll be brief.
So you said our options were given to us by other people. And so when I said
I didn't say that.
Well, you went into it like that was the fact of the matter, and then you went into why we don't have, and then you went into why
we don't get your shit straight, nigga. You can't even get your shit straight. So you said that.
Okay, and you agreed with it. And my point is saying that our options were limited is because at one point we didn't have no option but to stick together. That was the option. But that was we had a common goal, a common enemy. That's all you need for solidarity.
We ain't got that no more. Next.
I agree with that. Right. That's the culture that we got to get back to by choice.
Why the fuck would we go back to something that we don't have to?
When we got niggas that want to just go to a white network, then you always going to be lost. That's how we got fucked up.
Who the fuck mentioned a white network, bro? You putting words in our mouth like a bitch, bro.
He said we ain't got no networks. The only networks that are available are white networks. So what you talking about?
That's what you assume like a bitch, bro.
I asked what the fuck y'all niggas was talking about. Y'all said I'm stupid.
And we kept saying, hey, look, bro, explain Bamhood to you. I swear he explained what Bamhood is. Right? That's brothers linking up. I'm gonna reiterate it. Black brothers linking up and creating a network system. We ain't talk about nothing about linking up with no white people network system, bruh.
I asked you what the other option was. Y'all niggas talking about some black what is a black American male? What the fuck is that shit, bro? A black adult male? That's the same thing.
You just disrespected it. So I really don't give a fuck. Like Nick, like dudes like you, I want you to continue doing what you.
You ain't gave me no differential. There ain't no difference.
He was just trying to tell you, Butch. He was just trying to tell you, but you said, "What the fuck, yo? What the fuck are you talking about? We need to do this." You didn't even give him a chance to explain himself fully.
You explained it. You explained what a black adult male was.
You told him,
and it ain't no fucking difference.
Well, there you go. There you go, right?
You ain't giving me nothing to justify against.
Guess what? And I'm not trying to explain myself to niggas like you, nigga. Fuck you. I don't care about you. I don't give a fuck about niggas like you.
You still
nigga,
a minority.
Go do your thing, that. Nigga. Be a black man, right? Okay, well, I agree. Yep. You go do your thing, and the majority, you go do your thing. We gonna do this shit in the background, but we not gonna fuck with niggas like you. Go ahead and do your thing, right?
Okay.
We don't fuck with you, simp ass nigga. You go ahead and try to motherfucking.
You simping to a nigga. That's some crazy shit. You simping to a nigga.
You was a lame ass nigga. You was a lame ass nigga, dog.
I'm a simp and simping to another nigga. The fuck is y'all niggas on?
Nigga, go get your pussy, nigga. Go get your pussy, nigga.
It ain't easy. You brought up pussy. I ain't never brought up pussy.
I ain't mad at you. Go get your pussy.
You brought
go
up
get your pussy.
I never once.
And get your pats on your head. And a bitch tell you you're a real
and
man.
We never fucking brought up no fucking linking up with no white people either, motherfucker.
What the fuck niggas talking about?
Hey man, you do you. I'm not mad at you.
I don't need your permission to do me.
Well, shit, nigga, do you then? What the fuck you here for? Shit, nigga, you can leave now.
Skedaddle, motherfucker.
I don't give a fuck about you, nigga.
I came up to understand
Continue to say what you want to say in the background, nigga.
So you said, no,
continue
hold on,
what you say in the background, nigga. Because you ain't, you ain't, you ain't even a threat. You ain't even a threat, nigga.
I ain't trying to be no threat. Off code, this the thing. Let me ask you this.
Yeah,
you
what's up?
You said a black adult male is different from a black male. How? Just for clarification.
I said a black man.
Black man. A black man and a black adult male is different in what regard? Just for clarification.
How about this? How about this? How about this? Fuck the clarification. I don't give a fuck about you.
Exactly.
Go about your business.
You can't explain that dumbass shit because it don't make no motherfucking sense, nigga.
Say whatever the fuck you want to say, nigga.
I don't give a fuck about you, nigga.
We've
been sitting here talking to your ass about 30 minutes.
Go back. Go back to thinking that you a fucking whole black man, nigga. And any bitch that you fucking with fucking depends on you for their survival and all that kind of shit. When bitch nigga, you ain't even got no, you ain't even got no jobs for the bitches who you fuck, nigga.
You don't need a punk ass.
You ain't even got no job. You ain't got no job for the bitches that you fuck, nigga.
You I don't have to, nigga, because you a man though, ain't you?
Provision and protections, bitch. Provision and protections, bitch. You can't even protect yourself if a motherfucking white cup wanna come and blow your motherfucking head off, you hoe ass nigga. Go back. Go back by yourself.
A black adult male and a black man is. Can you tell me that, Don? This
bruh, I've been talking about this shit for the last 30 minutes.
You should be able to tell me what it means then. Goddamn.
For what? For what? Tell you
I
what?
Just
for
tried what? To.
It ain't no difference. It ain't no difference. Y'all just making what? Up.
He tried to, and you didn't. You cut him off.
I consistently asked that over and over again. You ain't gave me no motherfucking difference.
I don't give a fuck about you,
nigga.
No,
you don't, because you can't. Dumbass nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. I'm a dumbass nigga. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Now go back to your hoes who don't depend on you.
I ain't
right.
got no hoes, bro.
And them hoes who go shit on I'm not surprised either. I'm not surprised either. Them hoes don't want to fuck with you.
I deal with women. I don't got no hoes.
Yeah, go back to the women then. Go back to the women who depend on you, nigga. They depend on you for motherfucking protection and provisions, nigga. Go back to them, nigga. Go back and be the strong black man that you are, nigga.
So, by yourself.
So
let me ask you this. So you got the means to have the protection and provision, right? That's what you're saying?
Nope. I don't.
So you're not even a black adult.
That's what I'm trying to work
towards.
You're
just a black man.
That's not a black adult man.
You ain't even what you proclaim.
Nigga, you sound like a bitch, nigga.
You
sound like a bitch. You sound like a bitch.
You just run your mouth, nigga.
Nigga, you said you don't even know what the fuck I'm saying. How the fuck you gonna tell me what I proclaim to be? You don't even know what the black adult male is, nigga.
You just said.
No, I told you that I'm not about to waste my time with hoe ass niggas like you.
Cause you can't.
Go
bro,
back.
Cause you can't.
Go take your hoe ass back and be the fucking black man that you are, nigga. Don't need you.
You
don't
a black
want
man.
You. Don't want
you
your motherfucking
you
seeds either, nigga.
You can't provide.
Take your fucking
or,
whole ass
you
seeds,
can't
nigga.
Or provide,
any
can't,
motherfucking
provide
who
or
fuck
protect.
With you, take
you,
them motherfuckers.
You can't
and do
provide
you,
or protect. So what the fuck
you always you, gonna be the
nigga.
You always gonna be the niggas
if
who black females
provide,
say
if you
niggas
can't
ain't shit.
Or protect, then what the fuck is you talking about?
Right.
If you saying you can't provide,
if I can't provide,
what the fuck are you arguing against? You talking
about?
He didn't
even
see
like motherfuckers. Kept saying this motherfucking shit that a network system need to be created.
Man,
that's why he can't do it because we gotta create a network system. And your dumb ass guy. Oh well, that means that you gonna link up with white people. What the fuck? We didn't say shit
I got
like
a
that.
Network. That's the thing. You niggas talking about creating.
Ma'am, I'm sorry that you don't understand what the fuck I'm saying, but you do you. Sorry for inconveniencing you and even trying to bring
you
up.
So how many investment groups are all black investment groups?
I don't give a fuck what you want to ask me on this motherfucking shit,
nigga. That's a network, stupid
motherfucker. Why the fuck would we want to...
That's a network.
Why the fuck
want to
share anything with
you,
nigga?
You fucking idiot. You can't because you just running your fucking mouth.
Bitch, I got more than you. Bitch, I got more than
you.
You
can't prove it,
bitch. I got more than you.
Prove it, cause I can.
You want to prove it?
And you
want to prove it?
I can, and you can't.
How you want to prove it?
He want to have
hold
a
on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Stop. Wait a minute. Stop. Wait a minute, bitch. Wait a minute, bitch.
You want to have a?
Wait a minute, bitch.
He just told me to.
How you want to prove it? How you want to prove it, bitch? How you want to prove it?
You just said that.
Give me Listen, if we need to motherfucking screenshot, if we need to screenshot our names, our accounts and shit, bitch.
I would know.
If you want to have a, if you want to have a dick measuring contest, nigga. Listen, I'm giving you. See, you want to act like a bitch. I'm saying it to you. I'm saying, okay. You say, prove it, right? I said, okay. How you want to prove it, nigga? You do you want to put our motherfucking accounts, screenshots of our accounts with our names blocked out and shit? We could do that, nigga. We could do that. We could do it. We ain't even got to do it with the people, nigga. We can do it for you and me, nigga.
We can do
it for you and me, nigga. But I guarantee you one thing, nigga. You don't even own your own house, nigga. Fuck you.
I own three houses, dumbass nigga.
Okay. Congratulations, nigga. Prove it, nigga. You want to prove it? You want to prove it? Because you said prove it. That's what you said to me. I said I got more than you, bitch.
That's why I said fuck the people, nigga.
Let's do it, you and me. Let's do it, you and me, on some personal shit. We got emails. You and me got emails, bitch.
I don't like flexing on
Yeah. He don't like flexing, man. Get your bitch ass off here.
I don't like making myself a target and shit.
You's a whole hoe out here, nigga.
Right.
I don't even want to talk to this hoe ass nigga no more, dog. Lame ass nigga, dog. Fuck out of here.
Let's go to these messages and shit, man. Let me slide.